I just want to say, man.
Yeah.
I just want to real quick want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfair, nah. I think it was unfair towards Sierra that weird rumor was started when we were young.
Why did we even believe?
And
do you know
my God.
Like,
oh.
But you know what it is? It's the same thing with the Megan Thee Stallion case.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Oh, you got invested in it. Now.
I am so invested.
Now you're
more than I've been. And I've been listening and watching a lot of podcasts and so forth, hey. Mm. And the one thing that she said at the beginning of all of this was that we are so quick to jump on the wagon if it's just bad news or controversial stuff about people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what happened.
With Sierra now, back in the early 2000s.
So maybe tell us, what do people think about Sierra? Tell us. You started the conversation, partner. I'm just backing you up.
I'm not going to say it. All the 90s kids know that rumor. Don't be out here acting a fool.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, if the word was on the street, let me know which street it was. Was it Inclusive Mall? Because in Ventura, I don't know.
Shake one. Oh, you were the queen of this stuff. What are you talking about? You were in a dance group and everything whatnot.
We used to imitate her so much. I used to dress like Sierra at one point, the crop tops and whatever.
And she had a style, dude.
Yeah, no, listen. Yes.
Wow.
You know, there was a whole crop top situation.
Yeah.
And you show off your abs. Because, you know, the girl was working back then. I mean, you know, netball, athletics, rugby. I was toned.
You know what I mean?
And then there was a whole baggy pants situation, and then you wear sort of like boxes and they kind of show off, you know what I mean?
Oh, like a little hoodie.
Yes.
But like it's a crop hoodie.
Yes. But I had an issue with the baggy pants.
How so?
My hips.
Oh, your hips. They don't lie. They don't lie.
So I would buy bigger sizes and they'd still not be baggy. You're like, oh, really? Mom, you couldn't. Why are you trying to man? Now I'm just blessed too much. I'm joking.
It's 7:18 right now with the Ernest Gain Shaquan on Fresh Breakfast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Breakfast is on us. Listen, so I accidentally opened. accidentally opened my Twitter, right? And a tweet. Was thrust in my face on my timeline.
Okay.
And it's Anne Hambunda, who is, a known stylist, a known reporter.
Yes.
And a socialite of note, right?
Yeah.
And also an artist. She released the poetry project last year.
Yeah.
So Anne Hambunda tweeted us, okay? And I'm looking at this tweet, I'm like, wait. Anne tweeted us?
Yeah.
And she tweeted us in November.
Ooh.
And I'm only seeing it now. This just shows how we really suck at Twitter.
Yeah.
Dude. Really suck.
Like for me, I can explain. I'm off Twitter.
Like you are off. You don't even have the app on your phone.
No, I don't have the app on my phone. Yeah. I have an account here. It's just there.
Yeah.
I will not in my right mind log onto Twitter ever again.
No, I still have the what do you call it, the app on my phone.
Okay.
I mean, from time to time I do scroll here and there, but I don't tweet.
No.
I had my good days of tweeting, dude. I'm not gonna lie to you. Early days.
Yeah, I've been tweeting since 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was more or less 2011.
Yeah.
Campus radio times, I remember well. And we had Twas, baby. Yo, we had like twas. We would fight people on Twitter.
Okay, no, I was never involved in none of that.
I was involved, hey. Hey, come as khan.
I never had like social media beef.
Woo.
Yeah.
I remember the one beef that I had almost even escalated into real life.
Are you serious? Where I see you, I'm a pull up.
Yeah, because the dude was on campus and I didn't know.
Oh.
Right? So we run into each other and I'm like, and he looks at me.
Yeah.
And we just like walk away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, you know that slow walk away of me, bro.
Yeah. If you move, I'm ready. Yeah.
I'm there. So I've been off Twitter, man. Like I see it here and there. Anyways, the tweet reads, right? Shaquan and Ernest Gain are such an amazing on-air duo.
Mm.
I was thoroughly entertained this morning. I still can't believe we're only seeing it that right now, because that was a tweet that was sent out in November, dude.
Yeah.
In November, yesterday we suck. Yeah, wow.
No. We'll do better next year, we promise. And
yeah,
we love you. You know this.
Also, did you see the whole hashtag SOS thing?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
SOS?
Mm-mm.
SOS?
What is
it? SOS? You don't know SOS?
What is SOS?
Because I was on Twitter.
Okay.
When I saw Anne Shaniga, I'm like, SOS, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's also like a prominent on Insta as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound of Summer, dude.
Oh, yes.
Sound of Summer. Oh, my goodness. Sound of Summer was insane.
Yeah.
I promise you, man. It's a festival that I always go.
I've
not go
been.
To, but like, it's just before COVID, you know what I mean? I went there like 2-3 times.
Okay.
It's an insane party. I love it personally. I go there for therapy because it's just one of those, no one knows you and you just go mad.
Are you sure no one knows you?
I mean, like, yeah, you're even looking at what it is.
I know.
But like,
they're there most. They're everywhere.
But I don't go with them. I just isolate myself and I just meet new people. Like, you don't go. Oh my God, I like your shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to drink yours? Do you want to do yourself? No.
No. But let's chill.
So I missed it this year, obviously, because, you know, we had to work and stuff. But I was just like FOMO, bro.
I was
like, oh my God. Like,
I think
so
I caught onto it a little bit too late, but a lot of my friends on Instagram, they are there. There's a guy, Trevin, I'm pretty sure you know him.
Yeah.
Trevin, he's there and he's just living it up.
Yeah, it's a really dope party. It's really, really dope party. Maybe next year,
I don't think
Fresh Event will take over. Chicken.
Yeah, no, y'all go and have fun.
On the beach, Langstrand, Ozzy.
Yeah, no, but y'all have fun.
Get your toes in the sand.
Ah!
Get a little sunburned.
Ah!
And go crazy.
You already know that I'm not that kind of party person, so I would pull up,
yeah,
and then I can survive an hour and a half.
Yeah, and then you're out.
I'm done. I don't want people around me.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, because that party is like on steroids.
No, what I saw, I was just like, are they going to sleep? It just looked like they've been awake for days and just partying straight on.
Yeah. That's the vibe, man. That's the vibe.
So are we putting it on that Fresh FM is going to be there next year?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that you're
going to
be at the
over.
Forefront.
Yeah. It's going to be Fresh FM, Namib Rage events. Taking over SOS.
Yeah, no, for me, I'm going to be at home with my wife
and
I'm
going to be
rooting
for us.
I'm going to share your content, bro.
Away.
Yeah. Shut up.